This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, we're doing the America's Got Talent big winner last night, the season over, and 55-year-old singer does classic rock. Jimmy Carter, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Prime Bank of Texas, and Swartner Farm and Ranch. Good morning.
Boy, I'd love for Heidi Klum to give me a golden buzzer. It probably would kill me, but...
I think I picked up on something you were kind of saying.
I'm with you on that. I love Heidi. It's beautiful.
Now, was she married to...
She was.
Tom Brady.
No.
Seal.
Oh, Seal. Okay. Tom Brady was married to Jeanette Virginia.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's the story before we get to the hurricane. No, I'm going to echo real bad on the line here, by the way. I don't know if that can be fixed. If it can, I'm going to have to move it from my ear because really I'm hearing myself 10 times.
Is it still doing it?
Yeah.
How about now?
Anyway, the son of Ryan Ruth. You know, Ryan Ruth, that's the guy that was in the line in wait to shoot Trump. His son has been arrested. Child pornography charges. They found hundreds of child pornography files when they were searching the younger Ruth's North Carolina home. They were looking for stuff for the dad, but ran across the son stuff. So now he's been brought up. And this could be interstate, and he's in...
Yeah, they've got him not only on collecting it and possessing it, but on distributing it.
Yeah, so...
Means he had buddies he forwarded it to, at least.
Yeah. Florida's getting ready. Florida's not the only place. Georgia, too, and Tennessee, and a little bit of Alabama for this Helene. This is going to be possibly a very big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Category 3, state of emergency in 61 of the 67 counties in Florida. The geologic survey people think that it's really going to hurt the west coast of Florida beaches because the storm surge is going to be really high, and it's going to go on the other side of the dunes, and it's going to be a mess. I think it's supposed to go up according to the way this is planned. If it goes according to schedule, it's going to go up I-75. It'll still be a tropical depression, maybe even a one hurricane when it hits the Georgia line, going to go up and be in the Atlanta-Macon area somewhere in the afternoon, maybe for afternoon driving, 8 o'clock. It's going to be a little bit north of Atlanta. Then after that, they think it's going to go up to Tennessee, move to the left at that point, and park over Middle Tennessee for who knows how long, and that'll be a big mess too. So this is a potentially really huge storm, closing schools today all around West Florida in the Panhandle. Not going to bother Panama City. Could put a beating on Tallahassee, though, and Albany, probably also Valdosta, and some of those farm belt cities, including Plains, Georgia. It'll be going through there. Don't know how big the winds are going to be, but they're saying wind sustained, and that means continuous, 115 and 15 feet storm surges as high. And it doesn't take a big storm surge to hurt Tampa and St. Petersburg, and not to mention St. George's Island, which is a beautiful barrier island due south of Tallahassee. So a lot of potential, Jim. Ken Torrey is on the scene along with all the other reporters, and it's a wait and see now already. Brett Favre, he didn't go up there with the intentions of doing this, I don't think, but he did tell Congress yesterday that he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. It was in testimony about misuse of welfare funds. It's a longer story about him getting involved in that, but his diagnosis is not good. No one wants to hear that about any of these football players, and you don't know if it's tied into that, but you know what people think right off the bat that it is. Major League Baseball is wrapping up its regular season this weekend. Going to be some interesting times there. I can't help but like the Dodgers in some of this with their super player that they have, Ohtani. Sean Pity Diddy Combs, he's just in all kinds of trouble.
Pity Diddy.
But listen to this. His streams have increased 18% since he was arrested.
Oh, people want his music?
Good for business. Yeah, it's good for business, apparently. Paramount Global, doing more layoffs, 15% of its U.S. workforce. Among those laid off is a guy I like, Jeff Glor. He did CBS Saturday Morning, was the anchor of the CBS Evening News, a Syracuse graduate, and he was good, but they got to lay off somebody, and they did, and a bunch of other people that really do the work. You know, while these superstar managers still get paid, you know, the equivalent of 100 people's pay, these folks that ingest tape, you may not know what that is, but someone's got to do it, and do just the work in show production. They're the ones that they just don't, it's not good, but bottom line. Southwest Airlines, Elliott Investment Management Company, if you're a lover of Southwest, those are the people you're not going to like. They're calling for a shareholder meeting as soon as next week. They want to shake up the airline's board, and when they shake that up, they want to add all kinds of fees to luggage and everything else. So keep an eye on the Elliott Investment Management, because they're the ones that are going to try to do shakeup. Federal Justice Department suing Visa on antitrust grounds, world's biggest payment network. They say they've monopolized debit cards and been mean on businesses and banks. Okay. U.S. ports bracing for what could be a strike. They may walk off their job right around October 1st. That would be a big deal. Supply chain bottlenecks and everything else if longshoremen go out and don't know. If you add that to the Boeing strike, that's pretty ugly. 45,000 port workers are involved in this. Five of North America's 10 busiest ports would be affected by it, would cause, let's see, at least work stoppage could cause $5 billion in economic damage per day. Coca-Cola. I never heard of this drink, spiced Coca-Cola. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
My son tried it, youngest. It was sort of like the Oreo Coca-Cola. It was, I heard they canceled it, though,
so
already.
Was it hot?
A little spicy. Had a little.
Yeah.
As my daddy would say, had a little wang on it. I didn't like it at all, to be honest.
You know, that's what makes, that's one of the, there's one, I'm not going to burn the company here, but there's one fast food place. They use these machines that Coca-Cola puts out where you can mix orange and Sprite and this and this and this.
Yeah, like a Slurpee.
It makes their Coke. It's just a regular Coke, but it's just got all those different. You can put as many flavors in it as you want.
It's all in one machine, Bob. You can just.
Yeah, all in one machine. And it's terrible because it makes the Coke itself bad. I never get a good just Coke from something like
right.
that. But still, McDonald's is the only one that knows how to do a regular Coca-Cola, and it's got good carbonation and everything else. So, U.S. News and World Report, Princeton is the number one university in the country, or at least according to them. Top Chinese economist disappeared after criticizing the head man in China's handling of the country's economics. That's what happens to you over there. You don't go away. National Comic Book Day. Of these legendary comics, did you have any of these and did you like them? Fantastic Four, Batman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, Wolverine, Superman, or Iron Man?
Most of them,
Superman.
Yes.
I know I had Superman.
Superman and Spider-Man.
I didn't do Spider-Man. I could have started on Wonder Woman probably, but I didn't have enough sense to do that.
The story goes, my granddad gifted me a very early Spider-Man comic book and gave my brother a car. before he passed away. Turns out the Spider-Man comic book was very valuable. And when I got the comic book, I thought, you know, my brother got a car and I got a comic book. It's still in a safety deposit box.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Bob, were you allowed to have comic books or did y'all not do that?
I just never was interested in them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that I was either, but we looked at them every once in a while.
I don't know that I was. I mean, I was interested in it for Superman.
Yeah.
Superman versus Batman or Superman versus whatever. I wasn't a nut about it, though. I mean, I did it just for a little bit with my friends and stuff. I think probably elementary school, and that was about it. Johnny Cash's statue unveiled at the U.S. Capitol. Big, beautiful sculpture there. He represents the state of Arkansas, where he was born, and it's one of 100 statues. Each state can have two. It is Will Smith's birthday, number 56 for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, whose stock has still not come back to where it was after that slap on the Oscar show. It's funny, you know, and I think it's famous quotes from a lot of people. You know,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Work your whole life to get a reputation, but you can ruin it in one day.
He did. And I love Will Smith in the movies and Fresh Prince. I mean, he could do no wrong. There was not a Will Smith movie. Okay, maybe a few stinkers, but boy, you're right. He hadn't kind of come back yet.
Funny how the worm turns on something like that, though. It really is, because it has, you know, turned. And I just hate to... You know, I don't know. I don't know if I hate it for him or not, because he did a wrong thing. But
it's a good movie. As you've pointed out many times, a microwave society. We're very forgiving. Put out another great movie, and we'll forgive him.
Yeah, it's just they got to give him that opportunity. I tell you what's a great movie coming, though. And please don't watch it on your phone, for goodness sakes. You got to go to the theater for this one. November 20th, I believe. 22nd is the opening day for Gladiator 2. Man, the trailer for that looks so good. I remember Gladiator 1, and it was great. It's not a movie I want to watch over and over again. I saw it one time at the theater, and that was enough.
It was epic.
Sometimes I like to watch movies over and over, but not that one.
Russell Crowe is probably one of his best movies.
It was. And this has got Denzel Washington in the starring role. And I didn't quite understand what he plays, but he's like an authority figure of some sort. And then there's just a lot of great people, and Ridley Scott, the director. And the fact that they're putting it on November 22nd means they already know it's going to be a hit. It's just how big. And with this squirrely audience that they have now, you never know. But that's going to be it should be a big movie. And I know I want to go see it. Gladiator 2.
Yeah, we'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. Snippets of the greatest one-hit wonders, Jimmy Carter. You'll love a bunch of them. And because I bet you if I did a quiz on you, you'd win it right now.
Probably. I like one. In fact, I've just downloaded a lot of them. I like them.
She only had one hit. Things. She only had one hit. Her name was Minnie Riperton.
Yeah, loving you.
Loving you.
I've been to her gravesite.
That's it, buddy. I knew you'd get it.
It's in a famous cemetery in West Hollywood, not too far from UCLA. And it's where Marilyn Monroe is buried, and a bunch of famous people in there. And Minnie Riperton is one of those.
Wow.
This woman here, Kylan Darnell, has spent $100,000 to be in a sorority at the University of Alabama. $10,000 recently on a dress, but halfway through her four-year course, she's already earned $1 million from TikTok.
Oh, she's an influencer.
She's an influencer.
Well, those Alabama sorority, well, I'm not going to say girls, women, I mean, the videos that they're putting out on a daily, I'm especially going into, you know, when they're doing the rush. That's one of the biggest universities for sororities, and TikTok has made them, all the sororities are putting out the rush videos every single year.
Eric, you and I know a qualifiable influencer that's making a bunch of money, and we talk to him all the time. You know who that is?
Who's this?
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know how to make that kind of money, though. If I did, I'd be a memory.
But you're getting checks.
That's true. I am. I got paid yesterday, as a matter of fact. She's laid out $200,000, and at the same rate, she will have made $2 million. So it takes money to make money, that's for sure. But wow. Wow. On a big turn in the road, Canine Micah has gotten killed. You know, there's a place called the Officer Down Memorial Page. And I get it whenever a police officer
Officer Down?
Officer Down Memorial Page.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of it. Yes. You've seen it.
And I get it on the phone whenever something happens like that. Sometimes they're a day behind, but sometimes it's the first you ever heard of it. This is a canine officer killed in South Carolina, and they keep up with them, too. And this one, God, it just must have killed the officer that had to do this. They got involved in a shootout, and the dog is staying in the car. Well, the bad guys shot 60 rounds at the officer, wounding the officer, and hit the car a bunch of times. The car catches on fire. They can't get the canine out.
Oh.
So the suspect was shot and killed ultimately. But it's just, God, there's so much of this kind of stuff going on lately. They had another murder in Birmingham yesterday, so that's up to 125, I think, for the year. But they say crime statistics are going down, if you want to believe it.
They are. The reporting standards are not standard anymore. And what anybody in law enforcement will tell you, especially a city like Austin, you don't even call the police anymore. Or if you do and it goes through 311, depending on what it is, it may not even get classified. So it's baloney that it's now.
The neighbor's car stolen a month ago now, maybe 2 months ago now. From the back of I'm in a place generally where there hasn't been any crime, but somebody went through the alleys looking through, and they got their car and took it. And
I wish it was going
really
down.
Look for it. Didn't really look for it.
Mm.
And I know they could have. You know, they did see it on the interstate. One camera, they did see it headed north, but they didn't make any real effort to try to find it. So that's just the way it is. Prince Harry. Not that I really want to listen to him about anything, but he is out there talking about social media and its harmful impact on children. Glad somebody's saying something. They're disproportionately affected by negative online experiences. It's an epidemic of bad experiences. Social networks are not doing enough to solve the problem. I think somebody tried to make it Instagram, try to give a date, but it's not. TikTok is certainly not going to do anything about it, and it's going to be... You know, we were going to have a showdown on TikTok, and that never happened, even though it may or may not be run by the Chinese.
Well, there's still a deadline set on that, but you know what? Neither Donald Trump or Ms. Harris have any desire to talk about that right now.
No. In an election, yeah, you're right. There's nobody that's quiet. We'll see what they do with it after the election. And they're coming up with a new one of these DC comic movies, Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. It will be out June 26, 2026.
Pardon me, Juan. I yawn.
Coming out.
I'm yawning.
Oh, come on, Supergirl.
That's not my stuff.
I'm kind of into Supergirl. I think that's kind of cool. And Supergirl's going to have her favorite super pet with her, Crypto.
That's a good name for a dog if you're Supergirl. Yeah.
Well, not if it's Kryptonite, because that's Superman's.
And she's mad, too, because Krim has killed her, killed a friend's father. So Supergirl's drawn in when Krypto gets hurt. So you can laugh, but I guarantee you that'll be probably a $500 million movie.
You're probably right. But I will tell you something you're right about.
Bob's not going to go watch it.
After you went through that whole deal yesterday about this perfect couple, I was taken by how you woke up at midnight and said, I'm going to watch another one. And you watched a couple more. You don't do that. But you did it. And then a bunch of folks weighed in yesterday and said, oh, Jimmy's right. And so I told it earlier, but man, the first 45 minutes were like having your teeth extracted for me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is anybody seeing? I got four episodes deep. You're right. It's really good.
You know, it's so strange. I've gotten well into the first episode of probably Emily in Paris, for example. And I was just kind of, I don't know. Something tells me I need to give it.
What's everybody seeing? Yeah.
But something like a fish hook gets in your mouth, and I haven't figured out what it is, where that turned.
I love that.
Oh, wow.
In other words, you're hooked, yeah. Bingo.
You're hooked.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. You've got to finish this story. So,
well, this thing is really well written.
Like that.
You're right. It's so well written, it's very difficult to keep up with. Is plots, subplots, tertiary plots.
I got lost a couple of times, but it's okay. It doesn't make any difference on the outcome.
Yeah, my wife started treating me like I treat her. I'd go, now, is he having an affair with her or what? And she, and after 10 times, she just said, would you just watch it? That's what I usually
say
to her.
Is he going
to
die? What happens?
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.
Jimmy Carter. Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.